The newly appointed Catholic Bishop of Kiribati and Nauru, Monsignor Koro Tito, says the Kiribati government's decision to switch diplomatic relations from Taiwan to China has cast a shadow over funding for church projects in the community. Bishop Tito says, who has taken on his new role despite not being in the best of health, says there is also a push to separate Nauru from his diocese because of ongoing difficulties with logistics in getting accurate information. But he says the immediate concern in Kiribati, as is in the rest of the Pacific, is the threat posed by COVID-19. There have been no cases in the country so far, but speaking to Richard Ewart, Bishop Tito says that it's very fortunate because despite the church's best efforts, changing people's hygiene habits is proving to be very difficult.
Basically, we have been reminding many communities and churches, always trying to make sure that people are fully aware to keep the science of it and the scientific facts about it very clear. We are giving our support all the time beside them because we have the biggest population in the community and the whole of the country.
One of the obvious priorities of COVID-19 preparedness is the need for good hygiene and for regular hand washing. And I would imagine in Kiribati, that's not always the easiest thing to do for every member in the population. Facilities are not necessarily that great.
Yeah, you're right. But anyway, people are becoming quite aware and fully conscious of it, you know. It's slowly sinking in. We are lucky we didn't get it. Basically, the great test will be if we ever have cases that would have been a very difficult situation to deal with.
So would it be fair to say that you have your concerns that if there were to be a case or worse still an outbreak, that Kiribati would not be in the best position to cope?
Well, it looks like it because our own system, our own traditional style of living, even in the capital, needs a lot of revamping and upgrading, you know. But we are still, you know, used to the old ways. Carelessness, hygiene consciousness and hygiene awareness is very, very basic, almost non-existent.
You've recently had a presidential election in Kiribati and the incumbent is still in post. And that much talk, of course, during the election about the switch from diplomatic relations with Taiwan to China. I'm just wondering, has the church a view on that? Have you been involved at all? And has the switch affected your work in Kiribati?
To a certain extent, yes, we have been affected because the funding power now has switched. Taiwan used to be a very big funding partner in many of the church projects. Now that China has stepped in, quite a number of things have significantly changed. Ideas and conceptions and interpretations have changed.
So does that mean, therefore, that some projects which the church is involved in could be at risk?
Could be at risk, yes, that's their problem. But we have been reassuring everybody that there won't be any problem. But still, politics is always maybe very difficult for many people also to understand the fairness of the whole situation. We always are now just being told this and told that, you know, and we try to steer our way between the ideas with neutrality.
You say that you try to remain neutral, but did you voice your concerns when the discussion about the switch was ongoing? And of course, during the election campaign, people had their chance to effectively vote one way or the other. And in the end, they opted for the incumbent president and therefore the status quo with China.
Yeah, well, the invitation is always coming from our previous government, asking church officials to participate and sanction. And as church, we responded in a like manner. The other party didn't seem to be calling on the church or the established structures of churches. So the interpretation was that we were all backing up China and their previous government.
One other aspect of your appointment, you are, of course, Bishop of Kiribati and Nauru. How does that fit in, if you like? Clearly, at the moment, your opportunity to visit Nauru, I guess there isn't one because borders are closed. But under normal circumstances, how often would you expect to visit Nauru? How does Nauru fit into your ministry?
We have been having a lot of problem with the Nauru case. The last bishop was asking for a kind of a removal of Nauru, like we had it before. He had Tuanafuti also, which is Tuvalu. And then it was moved over by Rome and given over to Samoa. Now we are planning so that maybe Nauru also might be a bit out of our reach because politically and as a nation on its own, it's a sovereign state. It's very difficult also to be managed in Kiribati. So now we have been having almost two separate sections in our administration, one for Nauru and one for Kiribati.
I assume, therefore, that at the moment, the best you can do as bishop is almost deal with Nauru remotely, essentially. There isn't much more that you can do.
Yes, that's basically what we do now. We just monitor it from distance. And if there is really any need with visa now and everything, we don't easily get access to Nauru. Kiribati passport, we have to go through with visa issues and all that. So we monitor it remotely, and we ask Propaganda Fide from Rome to try and assist us. Maybe it will come. It'll probably might stand on its own, like Tuvalu, as a big apostolic or something like that, as a kind of a bishop in his own right.
The big story to come out of Nauru in the last 12 months was the trial and subsequent conviction of the anti-government protesters known as the Nauru 19. I'm just wondering, how familiar are you with that case? Was the church involved at any point, expressing a view on the way that case was conducted?
We don't have any information on that. Quite a number of things in Nauru, like we had also before, asking for information on the refugees at that time. And we keep asking and keep asking. Everything was closed down on us, you know. So we just let it go. Whatever we find, we just get information. The same with that case now. We have heard just rumors, but no official statement from our side as a church. We have asked also the parish priest in Nauru to kind of update us. That takes quite a while. The updating on the refugees took about 2 or 3 years before we get any kind of exact information or real facts. We don't know. It's always very delicate, to say. The politics in Nauru is very delicate, and especially when we are involved as church and being international, I suppose they have also their own worries that we might be intruding into some areas that we don't understand.
That's the newly appointed Catholic Bishop of Kiribati and Nauru, Monsignor Korotitso, and he was talking there to Richard Hewitt.